You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner, Dennis Prout.
I'm Heidi Cartwright, Financial Advisor and RICP.
I'm Deanne Jennings, and I'm here to share data and dive into the world of finance with you.
Advisors associated with Prout Financial Design may be either 1, registered representatives with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC, and investment advisor representatives of CG Advisory Services, a registered investment advisor, or 2, solely investment advisor representatives of CG Advisory Services, a registered investment advisor, and not affiliated with LPL Financial. Investment advice offered through CG Advisory Services, a registered investment advisor, CG Advisory Services, and Prout Financial Design are separate entities from LPL Financial. Dennis Prout and Nathan Prout are solely investment advisor representatives of CG Advisory Services and are not affiliated with LPL Financial. The opinions voiced in this show program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriately qualified professional before making a decision.
WTCM News Talk 580. Welcome aboard. It's New Retirement Radio with Prout Financial Design as we welcome aboard Mr. Dennis Prout. Good morning, sir.
But it is so good to be back in the house again on 10-24-24. Did he repeat himself? You know, what's going on with that anyway?
10-24-24.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, it's great to be along with you. Thank you for listening on a Thursday morning. At 10 o'clock, now the rebroadcast is on Saturday morning at 9, for those who might want to hear us then. We have a lot of re-listeners, if you will. You know, I don't have time to listen on a Thursday, but I do on a Saturday, so we love having you join along. Now, if you do have a question of a financial nature that we especially related to Medicare, so we're going to be talking all things Medicare here this morning with some guests that we have yearly and sometimes more often because it's a maze, M-A-Z-E, of information. So we'd love your questions, text line and or phone, if you would, Ron, is
231-947-0023. You can text in a question or call in a question on that number.
We'd love to hear from you. Indeed, for those who are approaching 65 or even for those who are after age 65, in terms of your coverages, which is just, again, confusing, can be confusing sometimes. So Deanne's joining us, Director of Operations. You've already heard her voice. Good morning there, Deanne.
Yes, good morning, Dennis, and hello to all our listeners.
Great to have you along. Now, Deanne's sitting over there on the other side of the space because up front here we have Laverna and Dawn from Ford Agency talking about, and thank you so much for coming in at your crazy time of the year. Mm-hmm. Like the accountants tax, the relative to tax, you guys are that busy as accountants might be in
yes.
April.
Yep, it is that busy.
Yes. So, man, it's great to have you along. Now, we previewed some of the information so we could kind of try to be on the same page. But it is a big deal. Now, we have open season, if you will. Now, we're not talking about deer season, but open Medicare season, AEP. What does that stand for again, Dawn?
It's the annual election period, and it's every year from October 15th through December 7th.
Through December 7th. So people have quite a bit of time to think about this, but annual election period to sign up and or make adjustments. So for anyone approaching 65, well, not approaching 65, that's wrong, right?
Correct.
Yeah. For anyone 65 or older who already has coverages and may need some help, this is what you do, correct?
This is what we do, yeah. It's for anybody who's on Medicare. That could even be some of our people who are on Social Security disability or anybody who's on Medicare because they're 65 or older. Or even those who are approaching that Medicare age, this is a good time to kind of jump in and figure out what's going on.
So, in essence, instead of thinking about your employer thinking about coverage, in essence, you have to. You have to kind of do this directly with an agent. That's a huge change for those who are thinking about health insurance at retirement, usually, correct?
That's correct. With Medicare, it's an individual plan. Everybody's an individual. I do a lot of consulting in this area, and I'll consult with husbands and wives, and I'll just basically let them know, hey, you don't have to do the same thing even in this program. So it's a individual coverage that is your employer's is very different than what you've got with your employer coverages.
So for instance, if a husband is on a significant amount of prescriptions, he may need a completely different type of coverage than his wife.
That is correct.
Who may be on none or somewhere in between.
Right.
Depending on maybe even what they're each taking. Would that
correct.
Be accurate?
Right.
So it's soup to nuts in a lot of respects. Now, when should someone think about making an adjustment to their coverages? What are some of the markers of, let's say somebody's 68, 70 years old, and they're in the annual election period right now, so they can make adjustments if they'd want to. Why would they want to generally contact you? What are some of the warning signs, perhaps?
Well, things can change in your life. Your prescription drugs can change. Within your plans, your doctor networks could change. There's just a whole list of reasons of why I think it's important for you to consult with somebody at this time of year and just kind of take a hard look at your plan, make sure it's covering your needs and what is best for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
I need to back
up. Dennis,
sorry,
every year, every plan sends to the members an annual notice of change. And I think it's very important for you to take a look at that annual notice of change, see what has changed from the year before to the year coming, and if you have questions, then consult your agent and say, is this still the best plan for me?
That annual notice of change is very specific to those that are in the Medicare Advantage programs. Mm-hmm. We highly encourage our clients to read that thing every year. It compares what your plan did this year versus next year. And then if you have any questions, call us back and we'll make recommendations of whether or not you should stay there or just keep the plan that you have. Most people just keep their plans because once you pick a plan, it's generally good suited for your needs. But you just do want to be aware that this is your time of year to do this.
Man, I'm not old enough to get these kind of notifications yet.
Wait a minute.
I'm actually kind of glad. I'm thinking as you were talking about this, Dan's like, so would I even understand this, you know, when they send me this notification? Well, this is written in Chinese, you know, or whatever. So in that case, they might actually call you and say, what did they really mean by this? Do I need to be concerned or aware?
Correct. Right, absolutely. Yeah, I think another big flag of saying it's time to change my plan is the premium increasing. That's a big, big deal. When it's hitting your pocketbook and that premium is increasing, it's probably time to talk to your agent and let's look at that.
So for your Medicare Advantage plan, would this also apply to Medigap coverage? Those are two different things, right?
Well, that's kind of what Dawn is referring to. I do a lot of consulting this year with people that are in Medigap plans, and they realize, oh, my goodness, my premiums are extremely high. Incidentally, Medigap, excuse me, I call them Medigap plans, but they're the same thing as a supplement. Some people will just call them a supplement.
Med sup plan.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So those plans, those tend to increase in price significantly as you get older, and at times they become cost prohibitive, in my opinion.
So if the cost is going up and or they're getting picky with who you're using as a professional, perhaps, they're not covering your current new doctor and or his or her cost, perhaps, that may be a reason to change. Or you may have been on a new drug or you're on some different types of drugs that don't have the same coverages. You're having to pay more out of pocket. So you're paying more one way or another. That's kind of the bottom line to usually wanting to make an adjustment, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things we do for our clients is every year we send out a video to our clients.
Is it a fun video or?
We try to put some humor in there. You know, okay. This year Laverna was throwing some stuff at me. So
that was the video DM was talking about.
What exactly? You hit your head.
Laverna threw a donut at me. You know,
no, donut hole.
So we'll get to the donut hole a little bit later, but yeah, we send a video out to our clients. And we basically say, hey, here are some of the changes that are coming up in the Medicare plans. Here are some plans that if you have been on this plan and you're still happy with this plan, we still like that plan. But if you're on this list of plans,
XYZ plan,
it may not be the best fit for you. Why don't you make an appointment, give us a phone call, and then we can consult on that.
Okay, so you're trying to keep people up to speed. Because
we do our best to keep people up to speed.
No kidding. Now, I need to back up a bit, and I failed to mention this. You're both agents with Ford Agency here, right here on Garfield Avenue in Traverse City. Their phone number, if anyone has a question, is 231-941-0450. Now, they've been around forever almost. Have a great reputation in town. 231-941-0450 right there in Garfield Avenue. I think it's 920 or something like that.
920,
sure.
It's a locally owned agency.
Yes.
Are you running into concierge plans at all? Is that affecting any of your clients?
I've had a few calls on that. I'm not familiar enough with those to be able to, explain
what some doctors are sending out to their current patients is a letter that says, hey, we're switching things up, and if you want to continue to be my patient, it's going to cost you $2,000 a year or some price like that. But I'm going to have a smaller patient base, and I'll be able to give you more personal information.
Yep.
So people are having to pay just to be a patient.
Yeah, and I think it's $2,000 twice a year.
Some cost like that, thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of understand why some providers are going that route. It's financial decisions as well as how best I can care for my patient decisions. Whether or not they'll participate with insurances and such, I think is kind of on the fence there with some of those things. So just I haven't studied those hard enough to know exactly what's going on, but I hear about them a lot.
But you haven't heard people say, I need to change my plan because my doctor's going
not.
Cancer. Okay.
I have not.
From what I've heard on that, and I, again, have my baby toe dipped into the water of it, so I don't know a ton. But from what I've heard is that those physicians are not participating with insurance at all. That you have to be a part of that concierge plan through there directly. Mm-hmm. So it's a limiting, very limiting.
So I think of like concierge, like you get a glass of wine when you go in to see him.
Right.
Isn't
right.
That what you think of? It's like kind of,
sign me up.
Get a glass of wine and a pretzel or something.
There you go.
Thanks for coming in to see us.
$2,000, I'd want more than a pretzel.
You need some cheese dip.
Too. Okay, cheese dips. So are we okay on time yet for another couple minutes here, right, Ma? I'm just trying to keep an eye on this thing because it tends to get away.
I think I have, there is a question for Laverna here.
All right.
Does Priority, that was Priority Insurance.
Priority Health.
Priority Health. Do they still have coverage if you're traveling out of state and go to a doctor and it's charged at in-network rate?
Yes, that what you're referring to is that with your Medicare Advantage plans, and Dennis, you alluded to this a little bit ago, that you do want to be very careful with what your doctor network is. Not all plans are created equal in this area. Here in northern Michigan, I will say that the doctor network within the Priority Health program is excellent. I mean, it's top of the line. We also offer other carriers that we really pay attention to what that is on behalf of our clients, because with the Advantage plans, it's what is most important to you that we are focusing on. But yes, Priority Health is the carrier in Michigan that does pay any Medicare provider in the United States as in-network.
Okay.
And guess what?
Wow.
I'm officially one of those snowbirds, and I have experienced that.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they'll cover anywhere if the doctor participates with Medicare.
With Medicare, that's the big deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the things we all get to learn.
So the basic choices, though, for people, you get Medicare A. People hear about Medicare A. That's free hospital coverage.
Oh, Ron, nothing's free.
Nothing's free. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You paid for it. All Medicare taxes.
You paid for it already.
Yeah.
But when you turn 65, you go on Medicare A. There's no extra cost to you.
Correct.
All right. And it covers a lot of your hospitalization with a lot of details, of course. Then what happens? Medicare B, now you have options. You want to fill out your health care coverage.
Correct.
And that's where you have all these options.
Yep. The biggest deal with Medicare, after you do the A, then when you retire or when you turn 65, those are two different little discussions that we have with people, you sign up for the Medicare B. The Medicare B is the part that is the most concerning because you pay all 20% of your Medicare costs. So what if you have a $100,000 medical bill? That's an example I usually use. Then you've got 20 grand out of your pocket. You want to do either a Medicare supplement, also known as a Medigap, or a Medicare Advantage to fill in that 20% that you're paying. And that's kind of the gist of what we're doing with everybody.
For the Medicare B coverage, without that supplement or that gap, you pay for that, though, out of pocket. You pay for Medicare B coverage?
Correct.
And then if you want to fill in all the blanks, there's another policy you can get to fill in.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
And those are all the things people can reconsider now if they want to make changes, call now before December what?
7th.
7th, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so for somebody who's approaching age 65, so somebody who's already 65 and maybe upset with your coverage or concerned about, am I covered enough or some of my drugs have changed or my doctor's office seems grumpy with my coverage, whatever it might be, if you have questions, call Ford Agency and then they can relay that question to you all and you can contact them back about their coverages. Now, the other thing is if they're already clients, they're probably up to speed on this. But if you generally have questions, you said in our time here, you tend to get quite a few questions just on the phone. Okay, am I okay with this? Does this make sense? And then you can assure them, obviously, that they're okay.
Correct.
But sometimes if the coverage is getting out of sync, getting out of date, which you may have already notified them, but in other cases where perhaps not, if there are issues that you have, see an agent. You really do have to stay on top of this stuff to make certain that your coverages make sense for the changing world you're in.
Exactly.
Good enough? Awesome. And we have a question on the phone.
We have Ray on the phone from somewhere north of Atlanta, Michigan. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
The big question is, I keep hearing these advertisements about how we can get money put back into your Social Security account by going with these particular things to cover Medicare expenses. How in the heck does that work?
Well, good morning, Ray. That's called the give back benefit, okay? And there are some Medicare Advantage plans that will give back money back to your Medicare Part B premiums to help you out with your expenses. So those plans, you want to watch your geographic region. I know I don't know of any in Grand Traverse County. Oh, wait, we got a couple in Grand
Traverse. Yeah, we do have some.
Yeah, in Grand Traverse County area. But again, with your Advantage plans, you want to be careful with what's really the most important to you, because I always tell people that anytime the government's going to give you something back, well, guess what? It might upset your apple cart someplace else.
It might be too good to be true. Is that what you're saying?
It could be.
It could
but
be.
It just, again, depends on what's really important for you, you know?
Well, guys, aren't you having to pay for that additional coverage? So it doesn't make any sense to me that you're going to get any money back to you because of what we're already paying. And these advertisements make it sound like, yeah, you know, you're not going to have to pay anything. We're going to get your money all back from the government.
Where you would maybe pay on this is, always just remember there's no free lunch. But the other thing is that, there might be a plan that doesn't have the prescription drug benefit in your Medicare Advantage program. That could be a possibility. Where you're going to pay back is in those kinds of benefits. And it's a Part B premium refund. So you're always going to probably lose something someplace else. And these are our Medicare dollars that are being structured in these plans to make these plans work like this.
What's your advice if somebody sees or hears one of these commercials? I haven't seen them. Call the 800 number or what?
Call us.
I've seen, Ray, to answer your question, what I've seen here is there's a few plans in our area. They are giving a portion back. It's not the entire Part B premium. They're giving a portion back. But what I'm seeing on these plans is they're adding a pretty reasonable deductible then that you have to hit within your plan before your copays right. start taking mm-hmm. off. Now, I've put three people on this plan this AEP season. The people that I think are a good fit for that is the people who have maybe benefits through the VA from military. They're right. not really using Medicare coverage because mm-hmm. they're going to the VA and using it. Mm-hmm. Well, shoot, let's put you on this Part B give back then. Get some money back in your pocket. It's an extra little benefit that you're getting because you have full service at the VA.
Interesting. So in some cases, it can make sense.
Some mm-hmm. cases, it absolutely makes all sense, right. but it's not a one-size-fits-all.
No.
The commercials out there are making it sound like you're entitled to this, and mm-hmm. this is awesome, and if you're not getting this back, you're making a mistake. That's not true. That's advertisement trying to get people to give the 1-800 number a call. Okay. But yeah, in certain instances, it makes sense.
All right. What is the number there at Ford Agency again?
941-0450,
941-0450. Awesome. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Ray, for the phone call. Much appreciated. So, donut hole. Why do we care about nutty donut holes?
From Potters.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been dreaming about those, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, ever since we started talking about it. So what does that have to do with insurance, health insurance?
Well, the coverage gap or donut hole of the Medicare Part D prescription drugs has been in place since prescription drug program came out, I think it's 17 years ago with the Medicare program. And the way I like to describe it, well, number one, it's going away. Okay, mm-hmm. but basically what you want to think about within your Medicare prescription drug program today is that there's layers of coverage within it. And a lot of people, it doesn't mean a hill of beans to. I mean, it's just, it's there, you know. But some people, if you're on really expensive drugs, it means something to you. So in 2025, the government passed legislation. Oh, this is what? A couple of years ago, they passed the legislation. But anyway, in 2025, the donut hole is going away. So next year in 2025, start with all prescription drug plans, whether you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or whether you're with a prescription drug plan that you purchased at Medicare.gov, the donut hole is gone. The most you can have out of your pocket in terms of expenses on the prescription drug is $2,000 a year. That's
okay.
It. It's so easy to explain.
So easy, and it's huge. It's we're really seeing this being a big lifesaver for a lot of people who are on those drugs that you see on TV, the really expensive ones. Mm-hmm. This is really helping people immensely, and we're seeing it already.
What was right. the out-of-pocket prior?
Yeah, it was possible for people to pay up to $8,000 prior mm. with that donut hole in place. This wow. year, $2,000. So it's a great addition to the 2025 mm. plans.
Awesome. So they've capped the expense in essence at $2,000.
But like I always like to explain to people, anytime the government passes something to give us more, just always remember it comes out someplace else in your plan where mm. some of the copays might change within your Advantage plan or in your copays in your prescription drug plan. Just be aware of that.
Stay on top of your coverages.
Exactly.
A couple of quick questions on the sure. text line. We have very good insurance through my husband's union. We don't lose that coverage when he's 65. So what are we required to do through the government?
I've had a lot of consulting with some union plans. Most cases, I tell people to keep their plans because in the unions, you worked for those programs. So you want to be very careful if you're looking outside of that to make sure you're doing apples-to-apples comparisons. And in most situations, I make sure I tell you to stay put.
Do they have to do anything once they turn 65?
They need to sign up for Medicare.
You do have to sign up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't know of anything out there that doesn't require you to sign up for
Medicare.
And
if you don't, you can be penalized.
Exactly.
So do that through Social Security office?
There, or you can go online to SSA.gov and sign up.
All right.
So these insurance companies are going to co-mingle, if you will, their coverage with Medicare when you're retired. Now, if you're still working, what's the situation with that? For somebody who's still working at 65, do they need to sign up for Medicare?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that for an answer.
Yeah.
If you work for an employer that has under 20 employees and you're 65 and you're Medicare eligible, yes, you need to sign up for Medicare. And if you work with a company that's over, your coverage is considered creditable. However, what you want to watch is the prescription drugs. The employers have to send out creditable notices. And we just went through this in our office with our group insurance business. With the changes on the Medicare prescription drug program this year for 2025, a lot of those employer coverages we found out are not going to be creditable anymore under the Medicare prescription drug program. So therefore, even if you're with an employer's coverage, you may need to sign up for a prescription drug program under Medicare.
Depending on what you're using, in essence, for your script.
It's more what's in the actual coverage of insurance that the group policy is giving you. Mm-hmm. Is that considered creditable for the Part D drug plan guidelines?
Yep.
So it's a little extra investigation coming up here in 2025.
Call your agent.
Exactly.
Honestly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We have a phone call here, Ron.
Anita is calling from Traverse City. Good morning, Anita. Hello, Anita. No, I guess Anita's not there. All right. Well, we have a text question for you, and it says, so most Advantage plans have $0 premiums and additional coverage. When or why would it ever be advantageous to select a supplemental instead?
Why don't you answer that question, Dawn? You had a great analogy.
Dawn, why don't you answer that?
So I like to just say one size does not fit all, right? There's not one blanket answer for everybody. And so there are some situations where I do recommend a Medigap policy. Typically, it's for that person aging in at age 65 when they don't have to answer any medical questions to get into a Medigap policy. And maybe at age 65, you've been diagnosed with a horrible condition, terminal illness. We know that during the course of your age 65 year, you're going to be spending a lot of time in the hospital. You're going to be getting infusions. You're going to be name the terminal situation. It may make sense at age 65 that a GAP plan, a Medicare supplement plan, could be more cost effective than an Advantage plan. At age 66, 67, that GAP plan premium is going to continue to go up. So at a certain point in time, it's a math problem. Which plan makes sense? So this is where we really like to sit down with you, sit down with your medical situation and just go, okay, for your situation, for your case, what makes the most sense? So sometimes a GAP plan is advised.
Consult a professional. Mm-hmm. It just comes back to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And especially if you don't fit into the regular mold of a situation, if you will. Your situation is different.
Yeah.
Contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Anita's back on the phone, I hope. Anita, hello.
Okay, this time I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm a retired Michigan school teacher, public school teacher, and I have my Medicare Advantage plan through the Michigan public school teacher system. So my question is, number one, is there a way that I can opt out of that and do a different type of Medicare? And would it be beneficial to me? And number two, we've had a ton of medical expenses and have had doctors say that this plan that I have is worthless.
Whoa. Oh. Anyway, and that's a Michigan school retiree program you're talking about.
It is, and I don't know if I should say the actual name of the plan, but
that, don't worry about that. I've looked at enough of those plans. Here's the concern. You worked for that all these years. You paid for that plan through the school system like that. So I am very careful with what I would say is if you could get a benefit summary and sit down with somebody and go through the benefit summary, we also would want to know what you're paying for that program. We know you already got the Medicare in place, but I'm very careful to look at those plans back and forth. And the other big concern I always have with what you're describing is, if I walk away from that plan, could I ever get back to it again? So if you get that kind of information, get together with a consultant in Medicare like that, like what we do, and I'd be able to make a very good assessment as to whether or not you should stay there or go.
Yeah, Anita, okay, I've had other people on the Michigan teachers plans, and I always do make them do the due diligence to make sure that if I opt out of this plan, can I get back into it in the future? Most of the people I hear say yes. But I haven't made that call myself, so you do the due diligence of that, and it may make sense for a different plan to work. But yeah, let's call Laverna or myself, and we'll sit down and look through that.
So that is something that you would be able to work with me on.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead and give them a call, Anita, 9410450, Ford Insurance, 9410450. Kim is on the line from Traverse City. Good morning, Kim.
I have a question about when I'm trying to find a Medicare supplement plan. I currently have Medicare Advantage, and I understand that I can't get a supplemental with Medicare Advantage, and I am concerned with that extra 20% out of pocket that could occur. Now, my problem is I went to try to get a supplemental plan yesterday through one insurance company, and I was denied with a medication issue, and I was wondering, is there other insurance companies I could go to try to get the supplemental plan and pay a higher premium? Is there anything I can do while I'm in this murky part with my medication?
Yeah, Kim, absolutely. There's different companies that will look at the underwriting differently. Plans will just say, nope, you're denied. Other plans will say, sure, we'll take you on, but we're gonna increase your premium by a certain percentage to take on that risk. Now, it would be a good idea to sit down with one of us here and take a look at your prescriptions, take a look at your Advantage plan, to just take a holistic view of what's going on with you, Kim, and figure out which is the best route for you.
Okay, I will be giving Ford Agency a call.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks for the phone call, Kim.
Kim, thanks for getting back through there. And again, 9410450 for the Ford Agency.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on.
Our pleasure.
Thank
and,
you.
Appreciate
Our pleasure,
your,
yes.
As usual, we didn't have time for all the questions and or information even, but if someone does want to get in touch with you, 231-941-0450. Take care of both of you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you again.
That's going to about wrap it up here for this edition of New Retirement Radio. Don't forget, coming up November 21st, Social Security Specialist Bob Simpson will be here.
That's fun.
I think all we need to do is introduce him, and then we'll take the questions.
Get your questions ready.
All right.
He's phenomenal.
Dennis Prout and Deanne Jennings, Prout Financial Design, thanks for being in today.
Ford Insurance Agency is not affiliated with Prout Financial Design or LPL Financial.